Open your Bible tonight to John chapter 9, the Gospel of John, chapter 9. This chapter, I just want us to take it kindly verse by verse. These 41 verses here, I pray the Lord may be pleased to speak to our heart. This chapter deals with that blind man who was blind from birth. And to me, I think it's ironic if our Lord was pleased to put these many verses in our Bible to deal with this subject. He had something for us to see. He intended to show us something of His grace, His mercy, His sovereignty, and to show us something of ourselves. In chapter 8, we won't look at it, but I was reading it the other day and I thought it was ironic. You remember where they brought the woman to our Lord, called in the act of adultery, and they said, what Moses says that this woman ought to be stoned, what do you say ought to happen to her? And he said, he that's without sin, let him cast the first stone. Then when you read to the end of the chapter, you know what happens then? They're wanting to stone him. And it says in the last verse of chapter 8, it says, then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself. What judgment? He hid himself. And went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And as he passed by, as he's leaving this temple, as he's leaving these self-righteous religious people, as he's leaving them in their darkness, just so happens he sees this man that was blind from his birth. When it seems like all is darkness, here's great light. He passed by and saw this man, which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, well, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Surely he's being punished for somebody's sin. We know that all sickness and everything is the result, indirect result of sin. Ours or Adam's or somebody's. But they thought, they had this mentality that most men have, and we have apart from God's grace, is, well, if you're suffering, there must be sin somewhere. Isn't that how Job's friends were? Look at you, Job. Just look at it. The disciples were not exempt. They said, well, who has sinned? This man or his parents, that he was born blind. He was born blind. Why? And Jesus said, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. Now, he's not saying his parents never sinned. And he's not saying that this man never sinned. He said, neither this man sinned, nor his parents. But why is this man blind? He's going to tell them. He's going to tell us. That the works of God should be made manifest in him. This man was here at this specific time on purpose, and he's blind on purpose. It's no accident he's blind. It's no accident he was born blind. He was born for this purpose and this particular time. Why? God's getting ready to show mercy to him. He's crossing his path. It says that Christ saw him. Now in these verses, I don't see this man approaching Christ. Christ approaches him. He's revealing his sovereignty. As he walked away from all those religious people in John 8, he could have easily walked right past this man and saw him and left him right where he saw him. But he didn't. God knows exactly where we're at tonight. He sees every one of us. He can show us mercy or he can leave us exactly where we are. He said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made what? Manifest. He's going to reveal something of his glory manifest in him. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Well, you know what he said? I have a work to do. I came to this earth on purpose. He knew that he knew his time. Remember, they came many times to take him, and he said, "Mine hour's not yet come." But eventually his hour did come when he finished his work. But he said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world." You know what a man in darkness needs? That's blind. He needs light. Man is blind. This is spiritual blindness. He cannot see. He cannot comprehend. This man has never saw anything. You imagine trying to describe the sun to him. Trying to describe the stars and the moon. Trying to describe anything to this man. And he doesn't have a clue. It's like us trying to preach the gospel to sinners that are dead in trespasses and sins. And they say, "I don't have a clue what you're talking about." And I understand that. It's just foolishness to them. You know why? They cannot see. They can't see. But he says, as long as I'm in the world, as long as he's in this world, he's the light of the world. And when he leaves this world, when he takes his gospel out, there's nothing but darkness. He said in the book of Revelation, talked about the Laodicean church, when he removes his candlestick, there's nothing but darkness. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. So you see the picture. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of that spittle. He spit in the dry dust, picked up that clay, and he formed it in his hands, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. You say, why would he do that? He pleased to do so. You said, how in the world can putting a clay on a man's eyes give a man sight? It can't. If anything, it would hinder a man from, if he could see, from seeing. His ways are not our ways. They're not. So he does this. And can you imagine the disciples going, what in the world is he doing? Why is he doing this? And he looks at this man and he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Isn't that pretty simple? That's pretty plain. What did he tell this man to do? Go to the pool, wash, and you'll see. You know what he did? That's exactly what he did. He said, this man can't see. He may not can see physically. He saw something, or he'd have never went. He went. And he came, and he washed. Now, you imagine this. This man's never saw. You imagine the first ray of light he ever saw. What is that? Oh, the wonder, the astonishment. Is this what it's like to see? Can I see? I can see. I can see. I want you to notice this. Then verse 8, the first one he deals with several different groups of people. The neighbors, they knew this man. They lived with this man. They knew about this man. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, they said, is not this he that said and begged? He's not only a blind man, he's a beggar. What is a beggar? It's somebody that has nothing. This is us. By nature, we are not only blind, we are beggars. Men don't like to be told that they have to beg. Is this him that it sat and begged? Some said, well, this is he. Others said, well, he is like him. It resembles him. But I don't know if it's him or not. I tell you, when God does a work of grace in a person's heart, they outwardly may look the same, but there's something different about them. They said, It looks like him. I don't really know if it's him or not. Why? What's the difference? I tell you exactly what's the difference. This man sees. Is that not a big difference? It's amazing how our Lord deals. He just deals in simplicity. Still, so plain a child could understand. So this is he. Others said, well, he's like him. But and when he said, I'm he. Hey, that's me. That same man sit over there and beg, yeah, that's me. That man that was blind, that's me. You lived with me. You knew how I was. It's me. Therefore said they unto him, and I want you to notice this question. As I read this, it just kept jumping out. The question that they asked. Out of all the questions they could have asked this man, well, what is it like to see? What is it like to be blind? I don't know what it's like to be physically blind. I've never been physically blind. Now I can tell you what it's like to be spiritually blind. But they didn't ask him those questions. They said, how were thine eyes opened? As I thought about this, you know, and I've had a lot of people ask me this question, and it has bothered me. And then I felt sometimes bothered why I was bothered. Well, how was you saved? What am I supposed to say? Well, how God dealt with me may not be how God dealt with you. This is kind of different how our Lord dealt with this man. He dealt with another man differently in Mark chapter 8. And when he asked that man if he saw, he said, well, I see men as trees walking. But then he touched him again and he said, now I see clearly. They said, how were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. And he said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received my sight. And exactly what happened? That's what happened. And then they said unto him, well, where is he? And he said, I know not. And he didn't. He didn't know where he was at. Not at this point he didn't. Verse 13. Well, what are they going to do? What's his neighbors going to do? They brought him to the Pharisees. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. Well, why did they take him to the Pharisees? Why did they take him to these religious... Why? I just thought, asked that question. Why would they take him there? He must not have answered the question the way they wanted it answered. How did you come to see? Surely it wasn't that way. It had to be some other way. Surely it wasn't that simple that he put clay on your eyes and told you to go wash and you went and washed. Surely it can't be that simple now. We're going to see their blindness. They never could see that. This gospel is, we see that it's simple. We that see know that it's simple. But a blind man can't see that it's simple. He wants to make it complicated. But it's not complicated. It's not hard to understand. It's just hard to swallow. That's what was difficult. They said, truly, really? Is that how he gave you sight? And it was the Sabbath day when he made the clay and opened his eyes. Oh, that takes on a different light now. Do you think he healed that man on purpose on the Sabbath day? I know he did exactly. He did it on purpose. You know what they say? You can't be doing that on a Sabbath day. Then, again, and it was the Sabbath day when he made the clay and he opened their eyes. Verse 15, then again the Pharisees also ask you how he had received his sight. Now, are they not asking the same question? How did you receive your sight? And he said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and I do see. He never changed what he said, because this is what happened. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day, speaking of Christ. Others said, well, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they said unto the blind man, what sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes? And he said, he's a prophet. He's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had even been blind. You know what I see here? They're going to do everything they can to discredit what Christ has done. They said, well, he wasn't even blind to start with. You wasn't really lost. Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that received his sight. I don't read here that the parents, now they could have been there, but it's not, I didn't read that here, but that they were there when he touched his eyes with the clay. I don't read that the parents were there when he went and washed. So they didn't witness it. They didn't see it. This was between that man and Christ. They said, well, we're going to call his parents. We're going to ask them what happened. You don't know what happened to me. My parents don't know what happened to me. My wife may not know what happened to me. It's between me and the Lord. They said, well, let's call his parents. Now, this is a grown man. Now, how old is he? It doesn't give his age, but they said he is of age, and Pink said he's probably 30 years old. He's old enough to speak for himself. They called his parents of him that had received his sight. Verse 19, and they asked him, saying, is this your son, whom ye say was born blind? And here they ask the question again. Well, how doth he now see? Can't you just see the in their voices? Is this your son that you say was born blind? Well, if you say he is born blind, well, I can see now. There's no denying that he sees now. How are we going to explain this or explain it away? How does he see? Let us hear your answer to that question. How does he see? But the parents answered and said, we know that this is our son. That's my son. And he's born blind. There's no question about it. But by what means he now sees, we know not. Are they not ignorant too? They do not understand what happened here. Salvation, the salvation of a soul, is a great mystery. History. You can be sitting here tonight, be blind spiritually as a bat. And tonight could be tonight God gives you sight. And what a miracle. And the person dearest to you have no clue what happened. I know this. You know what religion will always try to do? We'll try to explain it away. What means? By what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes? We don't know the means and we don't know the who. We know not. He is of age. Ask him. And that's a pretty good answer they give right here. Why don't you ask him? But I think there's something also here. They're scared to death. Because the next verse, it says, these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. Now, we don't know much about this. We're going to see that they're going to eventually kick him out. But for them to excommunicate a Jew, it would be like his whole family considering him for the rest of his life as a dead man, and they would not even consider him as their son. They feared the Jews. You know, our biggest fear is men. It doesn't matter what men think. They were afraid. Well, what will they think? Well, what does that matter? I don't want my son going down there and hearing that gospel. What will my neighbors think? Well, what does that matter? They feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. This is what we're going to do to you. You can give anybody the glory. Now, why don't you just say that you did a little something? And everything will be okay. We can deal with that, and we will accept that answer. But we ain't going to accept that answer. Don't give any credit to Christ. Don't say Christ did it. Say anything but Christ did it, and everything will be fine. You know how to get along with this world? Say anything they want to hear. Christ saved me, but I made my decision. Christ saved me when I let Him. I made the first step, and then He helped me make the other one. And everything will be fine. But just stand and preach and proclaim that salvation is of the Lord. He said, we won't have that. You know, the problem is they don't want the true answer to the question. They don't want the answer. Therefore, said his parents, he's of age. You ask him. Then again, called they the man that was blind, and they said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. And he didn't. At this point, he didn't know. But he said, one thing I do know, I don't know a whole lot, but I do know this. I was blind, and now I see. I do know that. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. You may not like the answer, but that's what happened. I don't know a whole lot. I'm pretty ignorant about a lot of things. But I'm not ignorant about this. Standing before these self-righteous, ungodly, religious hypocrites. You know what our Lord did here? He gave this man light, and He exposed their darkness. I've seen whole families be religious. They've been playing religion for a long time. And God in His mercy reached down and snatched one out and give them light. And God spreads light in that whole family. Man, they don't like it now. They wanted him religious. They didn't know it. They just didn't want him to know God. And they called him again, the man that was blind. And they said, give God the praise. We know that this man's a sinner. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know. But whereas I was blind, but now I see. When they cannot leave this question alone. They ask it again in verse 28. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How did he open thine eyes? It's not who. They keep asking what. They won't leave it alone. Because that's what bothers them. Men like to trust in experiences. That's exactly right. How did God save you? Are you saved? How did God save you? I was blind. In religion, we was big on dates. They told you write down the date when you made your decision. Because you're going to doubt it, and you need to go back to that to get some assurance. I heard Ralph Barnard say something one time on a tape and blessed my heart. He said, if you have to go back one day to see if you're saved, more than likely you don't know God. You're looking somewhere else other than Christ. And that's what they're wanting this man. Look somewhere else. Look to what he did. Look, it ain't what he did. It's who that did it. That is the question. Who saved you? Everybody's experience is not the same. God, now he uses the very same means. He uses the gospel to save sinners. The preaching of the gospel. One day, the light comes on. And I see, all right, I can't explain. Try to explain that. You can't. You can't. It bothers me. People ask, I say, well, how God said, I don't know. I know it's by grace. I know I wasn't looking for Him. But what did He do to thee? How did He open your eyes? How did He? Exactly how He did it. He did it sovereignly. He did it on purpose. And He did it to show you mercy. And He did it to reveal other men's darkness. Won't you notice this in verse 27? I think he got a little aggravated with them asking him. He answered them, I've told you already, and you did not hear. They didn't want to hear. They have eyes and they see not. They have ears and they what? They hear not. You know what he said? He said, I told you. And you didn't hear me. Wherefore would you hear it again? Do you think you're going to get me to change my story just to fit you and make you happy? It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's what he said. Did you not hear me the first time? And then he says, well, why are you really asking me? Do you really want to know? Do you want to be one of his disciples? Will you be one of his disciples? Then they reviled him. They said, thou art his disciples, but we're Moses' disciples. Now, they spoke right there. They are under the law, and they love it. Do you not hear the law? They think they're justified by their works. They think they're justified by their self-righteousness. And they admit it. And they confess that right. You're a Christ disciple. You know what he is? He's a follower of Christ. Read on to chapter 10. He keeps dealing with this in chapter 10. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And they follow me. He said, you know the reason you won't hear and the reason you don't believe? So you're not my sheep. Will you also be his disciple? Then they reviled him and they said, thou art his disciple. We're Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses, but for this fella, we know not from whence he is. And then the man answered and said unto them, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that you know not whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. This is a marvelous thing. And you can't see it. And you want to explain it away as though it never happened. What a marvelous, marvelous miracle of grace when God gives a man sight. I believe it broke this man's heart. No matter what he said, these men could not see.
just can't see.
Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he only heareth. Look what he said. Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind. We don't have any record of this ever happening. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and doth thou teach us? What right do you think you have to teach me? Because they're saying, we know everything. And they cast him out. You won't worry about, have to worry about them friends. They'll take care of you. They won't want you in their company. But you see what our Lord has done? He's exposed the neighbors and the parents and all these Pharisees for who they are. They're dead and they're in darkness and they love it. This is the condemnation that Christ is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But that's not the end of the story. Jesus heard that they'd cast him out. And when he had found him, who found who? My Lord found this man. You imagine how he feels. I imagine he's a little confused. Why wouldn't people rejoice in what God done for me? And they're going to cast me out. They're saying they won't have nothing to do with me. Nothing. And Jesus found him. And he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? That's the question that needs to be asked. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he?
He asked the right question. Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he which talks with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. That's that man's experience. That's how God saved him. Well, I want to ask you a question. In this story, when was this man saved? Would you like to answer that question? I don't know. I do know this, when it pleased God. Isn't that it? And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I'm coming to this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and they said unto him, Are we blind also? Jesus said unto him, If you were blind, you should have no sin, but now you say, We see. Therefore your sin remaineth.